The Northern Trust Company Bank presents The Northerner. Monday night, 9:30, and here are the Northerners opening a new series of programs to be heard regularly from now on over WGN at this time each Monday evening. The Northern Trust Company Bank welcomes you to the first of these delightful programs featuring the Northerners, a double quartet of male soloists under the direction of Harry S. Walsh. Assisting the Northerners is a string ensemble from the Little Symphony Orchestra of Chicago, and as guest soloist, Miss Catherine Whitworth, charming Chicago soprano. To people living in Chicago, this program is an old friend. It has been on the air weekly for more than 4 years. To those of you who live outside of Chicago, but within reach of this more powerful station, we invite you to join our regular audience each Monday at this time. To all of you, we hope that you will enjoy the program these artists are about to bring. We hope, too, that you will enjoy the message which the family banker will bring to you later on. A message which illustrates the friendly and conscientious banking relations which the Northern Trust Company Bank offers its customers. As a grand opening, the Northerners bring us a stirring march, El Capitan.
You see in me, my friend, a man of consummate bravery, my innermost nature friend to free the will from all slavery. This heart then cherry, oh, you fairy, crush out vanish slavery. Work, work for liberty, work, work for liberty. Oh, El Capitan.
Against the Spanish army I must lead to witches' come. I'll certainly get hurt unless I can desert. Although in this deception I have dabbled quite enough, I'll execute another little bluff. A march beneath the banner of the dope Captain Ten. I'm thinking of a theme of which little dream. You make the Spanish fight for me, I've hit upon a plan. You clearly see that I'm a brainy man.
I'll lead us to the fray. We'll surely win the day. I'll lead us to the coy fray.
Thank you.
now in sharp contrast, ye watchers and ye holy ones. Our guest, Miss Whitworth, sings for you a charming waltz, originally written as a concert waltz for a full symphony orchestra, La Primavera d'Or, or Love Tide of Spring.
Oh,
Miss Whitwer joins the Northerners and the strings to recall the brightest spots from Sigmund Romberg's success, The New Moon. You will hear Wanting You, Softly as in a Morning Sunrise, and Lover Come Back to Me.
My heart is aching for someone, and you are that someone. You know the truth of my story. You must believe what you see.
Wanting you.
music will continue in just a moment. In the meantime, the family banker is waiting to bring you a short, practical message.
Have you ever considered the vital part played by the wheel in the progress of mankind? From earliest times, through various stages of development and application, the wheel has enabled the human family to travel swiftly over ever-increasing distances and to enjoy new living comforts. The origin of the wheel is lost in antiquity. Long ago, no doubt, some bright ancient noticed that round boulders rolled. A few centuries later, another thinker must have carried this train of thought along by carving out a circular slice of tree trunk. And behold, the first wheel. Today, all the world moves on wheels, in automobiles, trains, bicycles. Even the airplane's propeller is an ultra-modern sort of wheel. Wheels turning on factory machines make goods for millions. It becomes difficult to think of a single activity of modern life in which the wheel is not doing service. As our civilization has come to depend on the wheel in the field of mechanical operations, so business depends on the financial facilities of credit in the field of commercial transactions. Credit moves swiftly in good times like a fast whirring wheel. Its work is done in an endless cycle of loans, from the banks to manufacturers, farmers, retailers, wholesalers, to every kind of business, then back to the banks, and out again, to meet the manifold requirements of trade, to stimulate and make possible the industry of the world. Through its complete commercial banking facilities, the Northern Trust Company has for many years been privileged to cooperate with responsible business enterprise in myriad activities. Borrowers find here every helpful requirement, ample financial resources, the seasoned council of officers experienced in many lines of business, a sincere and friendly will to serve. From sound firms, both local and national, the Northern Trust Company invites inquiry regarding fulfillment of their current credit needs.
And now the Northerners, dressed in their kilts and glittering gear, singing an old Scotch ballad, The Hundred Pipers. The string ensemble under the direction of Carl Schulte follow with a folk dance of rustic Spain, Sierra Morriña. Thank you. The entire ensemble joins to close this evening's program with selections from The Great Waltz, While You Love Me and With All My Heart.
Thank you.
family banker in his message tonight gave us some interesting facts about commercial banking. For many years, the Northern Trust Company Bank in Chicago has played an active part with local and national firms and corporations. Responsible concerns have found credit to supply their current needs. Executives of these concerns appreciate the friendliness, efficiency, and service of the Northern Trust Company Bank and its officers. Organizations of approved responsibility who are seeking a substantial banking connection are invited to discuss the subject at the Northern Trust Company Bank. Next Monday night at 9:30, you will hear the Northerners again. Our guest will be Miss Marjorie Dodge. We'd like to have you join our audience. This is Thomas Bilder speaking. Good night. This is WGN, the Chicago Tribune station on the Drake Hotel.